Thank you for staying around, and I'm the last one of this section, and potato for this meeting is kind of like a minor crop as well, and so I hope to share some of the information and knowledge I learned so far. So I'm an assistant professor with University of Idaho Kimberly Research and Extension Center, and I'm a potato physiologist. I just started in March, so this presentation I'm making today is about the project that was conducted by my co-worker Tina Brand and Nora Olsen. And the topic is a long-term look at Rusty Burbank potato quality during storage. For those of you that have some background knowledge about potato, Rusty Burbank is the number one or the king variety of all the potato varieties used in the North American potato industry. And in 2015, it accounts for 54% of the U.S. potato acreage planted. And this is a very long-lasting variety that, which has a history of more than 100 years because it has very good long-term storability and outstanding culinary quality. Rusty Burbank has dual purposes. It can be used for fresh table stock and also can be made to cook, to process French fries. It has some weaknesses. For example, it's very susceptible to early season heat stress that can cause physiological defects. Our experiment was started in the year 1999, and currently this is the 17th year. And the potatoes are grown and planted and grown on the research plots at the Research and Extension Center. And then after harvest, they were put into storage at the potato research facility. And this is a picture of the storage facility, which is the very first one in America for that kind of large scale of research facility for potato storage. During the storage, potatoes are stored at three temperatures, 5.6, 7.2, and 8.9 degrees Celsius from harvest until June of the following year. So overall, they are stored for 9 months. During this period, we measured several parameters, and those parameters include dormancy length of the tubers, fry color of French fries, sucrose, and glucose concentrations of the raw tubers. This is a fryer we use to fry the French fries, and here is the equipment called YSI used for testing the glucose and sucrose concentrations. So we measure dormancy length. Why is that? Typically, people don't want potato to sprout because first, it's a deterioration of the processing quality due to the mat loss and starch breakdown, and also we know potato sprouts have some toxic chemical called glyphoalkaloid, and this is not good. This is a chemical that has some side effects on the nerve systems of human beings. So we want the potato to be stored without sprouts as long as possible, and knowing the dormancy length of potatoes can give us some insights about how long those potatoes can be stored before initiating sprout. And this information about Rusty Burbank will also be helpful for us to select some new varieties in the future for long-term storage. And also, it will be helpful for planning for the sprout inhibitor application to control the sprout. We also measure the fry color and sugars of the potatoes. Fry color is very number one and most important consumer attribute for the French fries. And so when you buy some French fries from McDonald's or KFC, the very first thing you want to know, you want to see is that those French fries are light in color. And tubers generating dark color products will be rejected at the processing plant. And those dark color products will contain high levels of acrylamide, which is a potential human carcinogen, and also have side effect on human nerve system. So for the processing industry, they require the glucose number no higher than 0.1% fresh weight. So any number higher than that threshold will be sort of not good for generating a good quality French fries. This graph shows the formation of color during processing. So we all know potatoes contain a high content of starch. Starch can be degraded into sucrose, which then can be hydrolyzed into glucose and fructose. Those two reducing sugars can then react with free amino acids in the raw tubers during processing at high temperature. And this reaction is called the Maillard reaction. So there will be a series of compounds after the Maillard reaction. Color compounds are one of those chemicals after the reaction. And acrylamide doesn't have color, but it is also formed during the Maillard reaction. Those two pictures show you some slabs with light fray color versus dark fray color. And of course, those slabs or fries have lower level of acrylamide, and those ones have higher level of acrylamide. So of course, those ones are what you want to get or what the industry is desired. This is a summary of the ANOVA results of all the four parameters we measured. We have two main effects, season and or year, and storage temperature, and their two-way interaction. And we can see that for all those four parameters, both of the two main effects and the interaction are statistically significant, at least at the alpha equals to 0.05 level. So let's go into some details of the data. For the dormancy length, we have three temperatures. Under the lower storage temperature, 5.6 degrees, the dormancy length ranges from about 170 days to 200 days after harvest. The average is 180 days over the 16 years. And the standard deviation is 9 days. Under 7.2 degrees Celsius, the dormancy length ranges from 135 days to 180 days. The average 158 days, and the standard deviation is 11 days. So for 8.9 degrees, overall it's a relatively shorter dormancy length from 125 days to 160 days. The average is 138 days, and standard deviation is 9 days. And so the lower the storage temperature is, the longer the tubers can be stored before initiating sprouts. But there are not pronounced differences in terms of the year variation between the three storage temperatures. For glucose, we have, over the 16 years, we have an average glucose concentration at 5.6 degrees storage temperature, 0.144% fresh weight. And under 7.2, it's 0.081, and under 8.9 degrees storage temperature, it's 0.068. So the higher, the warmer storage temperature, the lower glucose concentration there is. Also for the year variation, there are smaller year variation under the higher or the warmer storage temperature. So for specific individual years, 2009 to 2010 storage season is a good year because all the three glucose concentrations under the three storage temperatures are lower than the 0.1% fresh weight cutoff, as I mentioned before. The 2011 to 2012 storage season is not a good one because all the three glucose concentrations under the three storage temperatures in this year are higher than the desired range. The other thing I want to point out here is that even in the same year, the glucose concentration under lower storage temperature is higher or way higher than under the warmer storage temperature. And so relatively speaking, The warmer storage temperature is helpful, sort of helpful to mitigate the bad quality or the low, the high glucose concentration in specific years. For sucrose concentration, I'm not going to go over the detail of the data, but overall, higher sucrose concentration is also observed under low storage temperature. And warmer storage temperature is associated with lower year variation in this case as well. Fried color has a relatively same pattern of data comparison compared to the glucose data. We use a scale rating scale from 0 to 100. To indicate the fried color. So 0 means white and 100 means black. So the higher the number is, the lighter the fried color is. And so higher number is desired. Still, we see lower storage temperature results in darker fried color compared to the higher storage temperature. And those 2 years, Goodyear has a relatively light fried color, even under the low storage temperatures. And for the bad year, the fried color, especially under low storage temperature, is really not very good. So why? We see those 2 years with good quality versus bad quality. What's the reason for that? We go to the weather data in those 2 specific years, and here are the plots of the daily high temperature. And we notice that during this late June, between late June and early July, there was like a 10-day period with daily high temperature consistently higher than 30 degrees Celsius. And in this sort of bad quality year. And in this good quality year, in this same period of time, the daily highest temperature is consistently lower than 30 degrees Celsius. And so 30 degrees Celsius for Rusty Burbank is sort of like a heat stress that can cause some defects, physiological defects. And so our hypothesis associated with this year difference is that early season heat stress is very important, and we need to pay attention to this early season stress when you want to get good quality for Rusty Burbank during storage. So in summary, the impact of year is significant on all the measured parameters. Higher storage temperature, 7.2 and 8.9 degrees Celsius, can generate low glucose and good fried color, which is desired. 8.9 degrees storage temperature can give some greater consistency of parameters over the trial years. 5.6 degrees storage temperature is associated with longer dormancy length. However, it can result in some higher glucose and darker fried color. So if you have to store potatoes under 5.6 degrees, effective sprout inhibitor strategy is really necessary and needed. Environmental stresses during the early growing season is important in determining the post-harvest storage quality, and warm storage temperatures are sort of critical for mitigating the storage quality issues that are caused by the growing season stresses. So with that, I would like to stop here and take any comments and questions. I know you guys are tired of the afternoon session. So, all right, thank you.